we welcome you to Eagles 360 on this Thursday. Dave Spadaro, Glenn Macnow. We've got a lot to get to ahead of this game with so many intriguing storylines.
Oh, yeah.
Name them. Top three storylines.
Top three storylines. One, can the Eagles defense recoup and not have
yes.
a first half collapse?
Okay.
Because you're going to need that to win. Number two, can the Eagles get back to not destroying themselves with penalties? That would be a good one.
Okay.
And number three, I'll give you the obvious one. It's the return of Sam Bradford.
Yep.
There you go. And we're done. We're going home, everybody. Thank you.
Oh, and by the way, can the Eagles win a game after losing in Detroit and in Washington? Is the home cooking the right recipe for the Eagles in this breast cancer awareness campaign game? Well, to get you caught up on everything happening here, our Eagles 360 update. Alex Smith on the day that coordinators Frank Reich and Jim Schwartz, a very upset Jim Schwartz, met the media.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith here with your 360 update. All eyes will be on the Eagles' defense on Sunday as they try to recover from a game against Washington in which they gave up 230 yards on the ground. And while the Vikings may not have the most prolific rushing attack in the NFL, in fact, they rank near the bottom in most rushing categories, defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz and defensive tackle Fletcher Cox know that there's a lot of work to be done to clean up the Eagles' rush defense.
Yeah, no, I don't think there was no new runs that they ran at us. You know, they ran the inside zone weak or the zone stretch weak, the zone stretch strong. We actually did a fairly decent job of stopping the zone stretch strong. The zone stretch weak was a problem for us, crack toss. You know, they were all plays we prepared for, but practicing and preparing for them and talking about them and going on the practice field, that doesn't mean anything if you don't do it on Sunday. We didn't do a good enough job on Sunday.
The last 2 weeks, I think, you know, our run defense has not been, you know, what it was the first 3 weeks. And we've just got to go back to the basics and, you know, take pride in it and not let a team run the ball on us. And I think we'll do that on Sunday.
Meanwhile, one of the running storylines this week continues to be the return of Vikings quarterback Sam Bradford. Today we heard from Jordan Matthews and Jordan Hicks as they spoke together at a press conference about what the return of Bradford means for Sunday's game.
The main thing that, as a friend, you know, when I knew that the trade was going down, I wanted to know what situation he was going to, you know, because beyond football, you know, he's obviously my friend first. So I wanted to make sure, you know, I wanted to know if he was going to a good situation where he could go and compete. And then not only did he get to go to a team like Minnesota, but I know Coach Shermer's there. Him and Coach Shermer had a great relationship. He was even actually at Sam's wedding. So, you know, so him being able to go there, have somebody he knows, and then go to a team that I feel like fits him.
You watch some film. Obviously, you have a good feel for, you know, what Sam does good, does well at, and some things that hopefully we could try to take advantage of. You know, I think he knows what we do. We know kind of how he is. I think at the end of the day, it kind of balances out.
You can catch the rest of that press conference as well as all of our other locker room coverage right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official Eagles mobile app.
Thank you so much, Alex, in a bit here on this jam-packed Eagles 360. Glenn Macnow will offer some of his bold predictions. As he arches an eyebrow in my direction.
No, I'm feeling good about
it. Okay, good.
Feeling good.
But next, when we return to Eagles 360, ESPN's Sal Palantonio in for the big game this week. He stops by the studio to talk Eagles-Vikings.
You here to buy the tickets?
Hey, buddy, you here for the tickets?
Yeah.
Dude, what's the password, man?
Oh, Coach Shanahan.
What were you thinking? We're doing like a CD ticket deal instead of going to NFL Ticket Exchange.
NFL Ticket Exchange. 100% verified, authentic tickets from one fan to the other.
We'll see you at the games, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate you.
Take your spring vacation with Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz. Join me, along with Fletcher Cox, Vinny Curry, and Jordan Matthews, on an all-inclusive vacation a world away from the ordinary at the luxurious Now Jade Riviera Cancun Resort. You'll receive non-stop round-trip airfare, luxury hotel accommodations, and special events with the players and other Eagles VIPs. Go to applevacations.com/Eagles to book your trip today.
With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
Time now to get a national perspective on this Philadelphia Eagles football team. Joining me in studio, ESPN's Sal Palantonio. Big one for the Eagles. First question, how legit are the Vikings, Sal?
I think they're legit. I don't think that their offense is powerful. It's not going to overwhelm you. I think they've been efficient. They're obviously the only team in the NFL hasn't turned the ball over, David. They're not going to get chunks of yards in the running game. They're last in the league in rushing. I think what they do well is protect the football, move the chains, get you into disadvantageous third down situations, and then convert. Mike Zimmer is running a carbon copy of Bill Parcells' football. And Parcells, as you know, is his mentor, right? Protect the football, field position, advantageous third down situations, and convert.
And play great defense. And that's the big challenge for Carson Wentz. Who through five games is, you fill in the blank?
I think he's a B+. You know, and I would have given him an A-, except for last week. I thought what I saw from him, and I just talked to him about it a little bit, I saw his eyes level down. He wasn't looking downfield as much. He was thinking, I think, in his mind, subconsciously, I got a rookie tackle on the right side. And I just asked him about it. And he said, you know, at some point your instincts just take over, and it's natural to do that. I thought in the first four games that he played, he didn't do that. He was playing with youthful exuberance, you know. And I think in the last game, he was worried a little bit about the rush. And in this game, he'll have to definitely be worried about the rush.
If I had asked you prior to the September 11th opener, hey, Sal, how would you feel if the Eagles won three of their first five games? You may have felt pretty good about it. Now that they're here and the way they've gotten here, how do you feel about this 3-2 team?
Well, I think you're right. I mean, if we had said after the first five games they were going to be 3-2, we would have been way ahead of the ball game. So I think they are way ahead of the ball game. I think it's very important to have a big picture outlook to the season in four game chunks. And at the beginning of the second four game chunk, they took a little bit of a step back. So now they have to have the equalizer in this football game. That to me is the key, is to get back on track. Because let's face it, the Washington game was a setback in many ways. I thought it was important for Doug Peterson to set the tone, and I like the way he set the tone just at the beginning of the week and saying, you know, we're going to stick with our guys, nobody's panicking. But he said a couple of other things that I thought were very interesting that haven't gotten a lot of play. One, he sat in with Jim Schwartz in the defensive meeting and watched the film and said he wasn't ready to make changes just yet. But I think he's thinking about big picture, what he has to have his hands into. Where's he got to get dirty? Because he is the head coach and it's a 16-game season.
So that's a good segue to the defense, Sal. Yeah. 230 rushing yards allowed to Washington, 500 yards of offense nearly. We did not see this coming from this defense. What's going on there?
Well, I think a couple of things. First of all, they're over-pursuing and they're not tackling in the run game. In the passing game, they're not getting the pressure from their down four linemen. The Eagles, going into this week, are the least blitzing team in the NFL. Lowest percentage, only 14% of the opponent's dropbacks. That's a very low number, even by a Jim Schwartz standard. Coming into the season, Schwartz was at 20 to 22%. So he's down a third. That's a lot.
Why?
I don't know the answer to that, and I expect he'll get that question as the week progresses.
Yeah. Okay, Eagles against this undefeated team, the undefeated team coming off a bye week. How do the Eagles win on Sunday?
I think they've got to grind one out. That's the way Mike Zimmer plays defense. Here's the three things he's got to be concerned about, the Eagles. Zimmer is the godfather of the double A-gap blitz. A double A-gap blitz works if you've got a quarterback who doesn't understand where all the pieces are on the field. If he does, he can execute out of it pretty quickly. And I think Wentz is, among the great things about Wentz is he's smart. So I think he'll understand that. They'll coach him up on that. He'll get out of it. Plus, he's got quick feet in the pocket. So that's number one. And it's a big one. It's a really big one. Number two is they've got to run the ball better. They've got to stay in more manageable third down situations. And number three, David, you can't have 13, 14 penalties a game. Mm. The Eagles lead the league with 9.8 penalties a game. That's terrible. Mm. You know, let's call it what it is. And Doug Peterson talked about the latter two things. More manageable third down on offense, stop the penalties. If we do that, it doesn't matter if Big V's playing right tackle or Dickie V.
Ah, we love that line. Is this, do you see this, Sal, as
it's a good line.
It's a great line. Crossroads game? A really important game for Doug to establish things here?
No, I don't think so. I don't think crossroads game. It's a bounce. I'll go as far as bounce back game. Like I said, it's in four-game chunks. First four games, A, solid A. You're 3-1. Now you took a little step back. Now you got to bounce back because you got two road games in the division.
Sal Powell, always a pleasure to have you in studio. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir.
This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by RICO. RICO makes information work for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
I sup to Philly.
I sup to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli. Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill. Regional Rail.
I sup to Philly.
The Broad Street line on game days.
A la bodega. To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly.
Halloween excitement is back at Dunkin' with Halloween donuts and munchkins. Drizzled, decorated, and all dressed up for the season. Pick up a box and share the fun. America runs on Dunkin'.
Dave Spadaro, Glenn Macnell, Eagles 360. We're at the NovaCare Complex, and we're talking Eagles and Vikings. And Glenn has some bold predictions. Yes, it's bold prediction time by Glenn Macnell.
All right, Dave, here you go. Number one, this is bold. The Eagles this week will not kill themselves with penalties. How about that?
What does that mean after 14 and 13? What does that mean?
Last 3 weeks, 36 penalties, 324 yards. That was a killer. If the coaches have worked on anything this week, you have to assume it is getting them to discipline, and they know it. They know what they're doing. So here's what you go. If the coaches are effective and the players are smart, and I think they are, let's say 7 penalties, max 65 yards. You know you're going to get a holding along the way. You know there's going to be a pass interference because there always is. That's it. 7, 65, the max.
Okay. That's your over-under for Sunday. Glenn?
Yeah. And I take the under. Number right. 2. We know the Eagles want Dorial Green-Beckham to be more involved. We know last week he played in more than 80% of the plays, 48 plays. They targeted him 4 times, only 1 catch. This week, I actually think they're going to connect, Dave. I think he's going to have a few catches. I see him having a touchdown. I think Jordan Matthews' kind of iffy status as we sit here today may play into it a little more. Somebody's got to get the touchdowns this week, Dorial Green-Beckham.
Well, that would be a welcome relief for an offense that has been searching for points these last couple of games against the NFL's best defense. Dorial Green-Beckham with the size has the advantage there, gaining the trust of Carson Wentz. Frank Reich talking very highly about him today. Why not?
You're with me.
I'm with you.
All right, number 3. Watch for this because the Vikings always do this play. I used to call it the end around. Now it became the jet sweeps. Cordarrelle Patterson is a guy they love to do that with. He's got, in his career, 28 carries. He averages 11 yards a carry. Yep. He's a dangerous man. I think they're going to use him. The good news is, so far this year, teams have tried that jet sweep, whatever you want to call it.
It's called a jet sweep.
Fine. 6 times against the Eagles, only 6 yards they've given up.
Okay.
They've done a good job with it, but the Vikings will do it minimum of 2 times.
No doubt about it. I mean, the strength of the Minnesota Vikings, as we've talked about all week, is their defense. The Vikings' offense is not a high-powered offense, and they're down to their 4th and 5th offensive tackles. the Eagles have to take advantage here. So it would be surprising to see the Eagles give it up on the edges in a jet sweep scenario. Sam Bradford gets the football out of his hands very quickly. Mm-hmm. No interceptions, accurate, all that. I mean, the Eagles should have an advantage up front, Glenn. They should, I guess, an offense that we've said it can't run the football.
They should. The loss of Benny Logan, The loss of Benny Logan's going to hurt. Yep. You're going to need big games there. This is where depth comes in the NFL, and that's what's going to have to happen. And, geez, how about rediscover the pass rush?
Okay. And then we'll get the other two bold predictions on the kickoff show, which starts at noon on Sunday. Glenn Macnell, thank you very much. We've been talking about the Vikings. We know only so much about the Vikings. So in our next segment here on Eagles 360, we go behind enemy lines. What has made this Vikings team so potent through five games? We'll find out when we return. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by McDonald's. Mix and match on McDonald's McPick 2 for $2.50 menu, now featuring Filet-O-Fish for a limited time. I'm loving it.
You say crazy, I say crafty. You say savage, I say practice. Crazy, crafty, savage, practice. Let's run that whole thing back. You say unbelievable, I say achievable. You say incredible, I say inevitable. Unbelievable, achievable, incredible, inevitable. Let's run that whole thing back. Carbs to compete, electrolytes to replenish.
Take your spring vacation with Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz. Join me, along with Fletcher Cox, Vinny Curry, and Jordan Matthews on an all-inclusive vacation a world away from the ordinary at the luxurious Now Jade Riviera Cancun Resort. You'll receive non-stop round-trip airfare, luxury hotel accommodations, and special events with the players and other Eagles VIPs. Go to applevacations.com/Eagles to book your trip today.
All right, fellas, let's go out there and give him heck.
Heck.
Let's go out there and give him the 1-2.
You tell him, Captain.
Let's go out there and we're going to really give him the business.
By God, let's sock it to him.
Yeah. Fair and square. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Come on, boys, let's give him a walk.
Holy smokes.
The old game just can't compete. Especially when it comes to innovative energy solutions like the ones NRG uses to power the Eagles. Visit picknrg.com today.
We are back. It's Eagles 360. Dave and Glenn here. We've talked about the Vikings ad nauseum this week. Let's go behind enemy lines now. Chris McPherson and Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com.
Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to Behind Enemy Lines, presented by Gatorade here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. The Eagles welcome the last undefeated team in the entire NFL to the link this Sunday, and to break down the Minnesota Vikings, we bring in Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com. Mike, when are you going to send us a thank you card for giving you guys Sam Bradford, okay? The Vikings Vikings are off to a 5-0 start. Can you just explain what Sam Bradford has done to stabilize that football team after the loss of Teddy Bridgewater?
Well, can I just hand-deliver you that thank you card, and we can have a cheesesteak, and we'll call it good? How about that?
Well, how about in the draft next year when we're getting the first-round pick? So that's when we can do the exchange. That'll be perfect.
Yeah, kind of a win-win for both sides, I think, Chris. You guys look like you're in good shape with Carson Wentz, and Sam Bradford has come in here for the Vikings and really has hit the ground running. You know, he did not start week one for us at Tennessee. Sean Hill, our backup, started that game, and he played well, and the Vikings obviously won that game. But since then, Sam has started all four games, has not turned the ball over, has six touchdowns, completing 70% of his passes, has a passer rating right around 109. He's been great. And you said the word, Chris, stabilize. He's stabilized this offense, and he's also taken it a step further. He can make plays with his arm, and he can stretch the field vertically. He's had a couple of really nice passing days for us, 280-plus yards. He had a 2-touchdown game for us. He's been spreading the ball around really well too, Chris. And I remember our victory over the Giants on Monday Night Football marked the one-month anniversary of the acquisition of Sam Bradford. That was a night where the Vikings won. Sam Bradford had 26 completions to 9 different receivers. So 1 month into it, Sam was already demonstrating a mastery of this offense. So it's been a really big-time trade acquisition for the Vikings to get Sam in here.
So, Mike, Teddy Bridgewater goes down. Sam Bradford comes in. Adrian Peterson goes down, the league's rushing champ from 2015. What have the Vikings done to kind of stabilize, and I'll use that word again, to get the ground game solidified?
I think that's a really important factor for the Vikings here coming out of the bye. They are not running the ball as well as we're used to seeing them run the ball with Adrian Peterson, of course. I mean, he led the league in rushing last year, and the Vikings had the fourth-ranked rushing offense. So we're far from producing at that kind of level, but you got to kind of cut them some slack. We've had a bunch of injuries along the offensive line, which I know you're familiar with, and Tony Sperano is working his tail off to get that group to gain some synergy. Hopefully they can do that here coming out of the bye. I looked at the 39 road victories in the NFL this season, Chris, and teams, when they win on the road, they're running for about 115 yards per game. The Vikings are running it at 70 yards per game, so that's a number that Mike Zimmer would love to see increase coming out of the bye.
So, Mike Zimmer, head coach, a defensive mastermind, a longtime assistant, finally got the head coaching gig there in Minnesota. Why has that defense become so stout, so spectacular early in the season, arguably and statistically the best unit in the entire NFL?
Yeah, interesting question, Chris. And I think what it is something that is overlooked quite a bit. I don't point to any individual players. Everson Griffin, Linval Joseph, Eric Kendricks, Harrison Smith, Xavier Rhodes has done a great job on some of these receivers. I think it's continuity. I think that is the key to this defense. When you look at the core of this defense, the guys that I mentioned, they've been playing together for two and some of them for 3 years now. This is their third season with Mike Zimmer. All 11 players on defense on the field, they know what the other 10 guys are doing. And I think that is a big advantage for Mike Zimmer's defense to have that continuity. I talked about how the offensive line is looking to build that continuity and that synergy with all the moving parts and pieces that they've had because of injuries the last two seasons, and especially this year. The defense, knock on wood, has not had to deal with that. They have continuity. They have synergy. It is 11 individuals moving as one piece, and I think that is a huge reason for this defense's success through the first five games of the season.
Mike, there's so many great storylines, the return of Sam Bradford, Carson Wentz going against this outstanding defense. Can you give us an X factor, a player who is not the level of Everson Griffin or Eric Kendricks or Bradford, you know, maybe going a little under the radar, who Eagles fans might want to say, we need to take a look at this guy, make sure this guy doesn't beat us on Sunday?
I think lately, Chris, it's been Adam Thielen for us. And listen, I mean, Adam Thielen was a long, long shot to make the team at one point in time. And right now, he's a guy who plays on offense and plays a key role on special teams as well. As his offensive role increases, maybe his special teams role will diminish a little bit. But he's a guy who can help you in multiple phases on special teams. And he had a career day against the Houston Texans in our game heading into the bye, a game that the Vikings won rather handily.
Mike Wapshaw from Vikings.com, thank you very much for taking us behind enemy lines, presented by Gatorade here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thanks so much, guys. Glenn, we've got a little issue up front. We've talked about it a little bit with Benny Logan out.
Mm-hmm.
In our next segment, well, we all expect Bo Allen to move from Bob's Discount Furniture's lounge chairs into the starting lineup.
Sure, and we'll get some Destiny.
Destiny Vallejo.
Yeah.
So when we return to Eagles 360, a little progress report on an undrafted player who suddenly has a key role in the Eagles defense.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
With Simply Right checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, payment, withdrawal, or transfer each month to waive the monthly fee, and there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right checking from Santander Bank.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes, and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce, and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store.
So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Halloween excitement is back at Dunkin' with Halloween donuts and munchkins. Drizzled, decorated, and all dressed up for the season. Pick up a box and share the fun. America runs on Dunkin'.
Our final segment on this Thursday, Dave Spadaro, Glenn Macnow, it's Eagles 360. We've got some great stuff for you over the weekend. The kickoff show at noon, post-game show presented by Rico after the game. Not a must-win game, according to you.
Not a must-win game? I didn't say, yeah, I mean, not a must-win game, but...
Because mathematically, it's not a must-win game.
Right, but
you
have to turn it around. These next five games are against very tough opponents. I think there's only one team, the Giants, that isn't above 500 right now. So you're going to have to win at least a few of these. It would be very nice at home after this losing streak to turn it around now. Must-win? No. Important for October? You bet.
And to turn it around, the Eagles' defense must play a whole lot better than it did in Washington last Sunday. And to do so, the defensive line must dominate without Benny Logan. Bo Allen starts. So who's the backup tackle for the Eagles with Benny Logan out? Funny that you should ask that. His name is Destiny Vallejo, not drafted. Suddenly a big part of the picture here. He's got to come up big on Sunday for the Eagles. And he's the subject of our progress report with Ike Reese and Mike Quick.
The progress report brings us to undrafted rookie free agent out of Washington State, Destiny Vallejo, defensive tackle. Should see a little more playing time this week with Benny Logan being banged up a little bit. Talk to me about him.
Well, players know who can play. I remember asking Fletcher Cox in the second week, what guys do you think are going to make the squad in your room? He talked about Destiny Vallejo.
Well, we got our introduction to him on a Monday night against the Chicago Bears. Big play he made here late in the game against Jay Cutler. Going to do a good job against the double team, fights off of it. And the thing that I like about this kid when you watch him on film is that he's always given a second and third effort. He's on the ground, yep. Gets up, strips the ball from Cutler. That's a big turnover late in that game.
High motor, relentless. He takes on not just the double team, but the second guy, the halfback coming out of the backfield before making that stop.
Watch him here against the Redskins. Now, we're talking about an undrafted kid, so his technique isn't always perfect. Still needs to work on some of those things. A little high here.
Sure.
But the thing that I like is that he's battling. He realizes this is his gap responsibility, does his job there. That allows the defender to go in there to that gap. But the running back bounces. Again, Vial, not quitting on the play, continuing. Makes a big tackle here.
He understands he's in a fight every snap, and he doesn't stop until the whistle blows. Yeah, I like that.
The thing I like about him, he makes the most of the minimal opportunities that he gets out there. You watch him here. Now, this is a play, a reverse to Jamison Crowder, and you watch how he gets off the ball. First of all, he destroys Brandon Scherff there.
That's a good player.
That's a first-round draft pick that he's destroying. Does a great job there. We get the reverse coming back here. You're going to see Michael Kendricks makes this play. Now, they blow the whistle and it's dead. But we all saw Jamison Crowder is not down. And then we watch Destiny. Here's Destiny coming across the field. Again, I'm talking about second effort, never giving up on a play. If they don't blow the whistle, he's making the tackle, getting him out of bounds there. Again, his reps should increase this week with Benny Logan being banged up a little bit. I think we may have found a nice little gem here. And Destiny Vial.
And what a great name for a guy who just doesn't stop.
Well, listen, when your name is Destiny, you had better be physical.
Well, that's all you need to know about Destiny Vallejo. He's making progress. He's a talented kid. And, you know, in the big picture here, Glenn, with Benny Logan in the final year of his contract, should he not sign, we don't know if he will, players like Destiny Vallejo become very prominent.
Well, it's the same thing with Big V. If Destiny's the other V, you gotta see if this kid can play, because you have to know what you have moving forward and know what flexibility you have.
A V on the defensive line and a V on the offensive line. V for victory.
Yeah, that's good, Dave. All I know beyond that is it'll be real nice when Benny Logan comes back.
Yeah, it will be. All right, what do we have in store for you here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our official app? It's our Amorosos on the menu segment for you in crunch time. Wendell Smallwood, the big playmaker, sits down with Alex Smith. We like that, right?
Great return.
Great return. Doug Peterson, his final press briefing of the week, and Joe DeCamera in studio with me for Eagles 360. Amoroso's, the reason Philly sandwiches are so famous. Final thoughts from you, Glenn, as I bid sayonara to you on Eagles 360 this week.
I think it's really on the defense this week because Minnesota's defense, is so good that for the Eagles to put up more than 20 is going to be tough. So I think the Eagles' defense is going to have to really come up and have that big day. Keep it a low-scoring game, and you can win this thing.
Okay. No turnovers, minimal penalties,
right.
Conversions, win special teams against a really good special teams group.
Yeah, and the Eagles' special teams has been great.
Everybody thinks low-scoring game, which means it'll be 37-35.
Of course.
Glenn Macnell, Dave Spadaro, thanks for joining us today on Eagles 360. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.